But you must not forget, dear friends, that a day is like a thousand years to the Lord, and a thousand years is like a day. The Lord isn't really being slow about his promise to return, as some people think. No, he's being patient for our sake. He does not want anyone to perish, so he is giving more time to everyone to repent. But the day of the Lord will come as unexpectedly as a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a terrible noise, and everything in them will disappear in fire, and the earth and everything on it will be exposed to judgment. Since everything around us is going to melt away, what holy and godly lives you should be living. You should look forward to that day and hurry it along, the day when God will set the heavens on fire and the elements will melt away in the flames. But we are looking forward to the new heavens and new earth he has promised, a world where everyone is right with God. And so, dear friends, while you are waiting for these things to happen, make every effort to live a pure and blameless life and be at peace with God. And remember, the Lord is waiting so that people have time to be saved.
Again, come upon the jolly time of the year when everybody is attempting to be a little bit happier than they normally are. Christmas season, the Advent season, but it's also a time, I think, when we're conscious again of how instant-minded we have become. All of us feel the pressures, but we also enjoy the pleasures of the instant and the immediate. Some of us, older ones, can remember when the world was not as instant. When you ordered something, it came in a couple of weeks, and that was good time. Dinner took hours to cook. Restaurants served promptly, but not fast. Time was measured in hours. And then some of us younger ones can remember the arrival of instant coffee in the 60s and fast food service in the 70s. We started to expect the answers to our questions to come more quickly, and services would be delivered more promptly, and if they weren't, we didn't like it. The microwave arrived, and dinner was now ready in minutes. Restaurants turned out lunches in 2 minutes or less. We liked that. Time was measured in minutes. Then in the 1990s, with the arrival of the personal computers and the explosion of the internet, we began to measure time in seconds and even less. Through computing and internet access, we get what we need in the virtual world in seconds. News networks being informed immediately from everywhere on the globe, 24 hours a day. We even follow a war day by day, hour by hour sometimes. Culturally, we promote instant gratification. When we want something, we expect our wants to be fulfilled right now. While technology has changed our expectations about time, we find that relationships do not work in seconds. Love and compassion are not achieved in an instant. The same thing is true with our walk with God. From our side, building an intimate relationship with God takes time, takes a lifetime. We have to confront our unhappiness when God does not answer our requests immediately or fulfill our needs in hours or days. The prayer of the modern American is, "Dear God, grant me patience and give it to me right now." Patience is not a gift, it is something we learn. Perhaps it always has been a part of human nature to be impatient with the passage of time. In human time, as humans saw it, at the time prior to Jesus' first coming, the great nation Israel had disintegrated and become extinct as a nation. They struggled to maintain their religious practices. They despised their government, the government they were accountable to, but they held on to a promise, a Messiah. A Messiah would come, a deliverer. But when? And then, unknown to most of the nation, and definitely to the rest of the world, God, in fulfilling His promises, began to deal with individuals. First, an angel visited Zechariah, told him he's going to have a son. And then Gabriel, God's messenger to God's people, the archangel Gabriel, brought a message to a little young unmarried girl. Suddenly, things began to happen from God's perspective, but unknown to much of the world. And then the Savior was born. His announcement to a few people. But some laid hold of the promise and realized that God was coming through. It was a difficult life being a Christian in the early church, very difficult. And they held on to a promise that Jesus was coming again. When was He coming? At any time. The statement from Jesus' own lips that He would come again was remembered. The statement of the angels after He ascended. Why stand ye gazing up into the clouds? In like manner, He'll be coming back. And so the word in the early church was, be ready, He's coming again. But He had not come. And Peter addresses the church and says, don't be ignorant about God. God is not instant. As a matter of fact, time means nothing. He doesn't function with the measurement of time as we function. Not at all. He functions with plan and purpose. And in the domain of time, as human seeing it, He will take as long as it needs to take to fulfill His purposes. So don't be ignorant of that. Know that. And begin to think realistically about your lives in the context of the fact that with God, 1,000 years is as 1 day, and 1 day is 1,000 years. There is no distinction between 1,000 years and a day with God. Peter views God's eternity in relation to the last day when all things will be consummated. That day seems to us short-lived beings, long in coming. But with the Lord, the interval is irrespective of the idea of long or short. We think of it as long. To God, it's not long or short. It's that it will happen, but prior to that happening, many other things will need to happen. His eternity exceeds all measures of time. To His divine knowledge, all future things are as present. His power requires not long delays for the performance of His work. His long-suffering excludes all impatient expectation and eager haste, such as we human beings feel. He is equally blessed in 1 day and in 1,000 years. He can do the work of 1,000 years in 1 day. And He can take what we think He should do in 1 day. He can take 1,000 years to do it. He's God. Don't be ignorant of Him. How He thinks and how He functions. No delay which occurs in our thinking is long to God. To Him the hours pass away neither more slowly nor more quickly. There is nothing to make Him need either to hasten or to delay the end. With the Lord, we must always remember, things are in His control. And yet, we know. We know that God can intervene faster than we can imagine. But the day of the Lord will come. In the mid-20th century, the great evangelical teacher A.W. Tozer said, "The faith of Christ offers no buttons to push for quick service." The new order which Christ has ordained must wait the Lord's own time, and that is too much for human beings who are always in a hurry. We give up. We become interested in something else. That is the temptation we face when God does not work on our schedule. We may become interested in something else. We may try to take the responsibility for trying to make things happen right now. We have limited power to make anything holy or right happen in our time, on our way, or to our preferences. Remember, he said limited power. We do have the ability to make decisions that bring about God's purposes. But still, it is a hard lesson to learn, and one that we must learn early in life. A father and his son one day were putting together a swing set in the backyard of the house. Since the instructions came in pictures, the child started to put some of the pieces together, and the parent helped. As the child worked with the tools, the pieces did not fit together too well. And the child worked harder and harder with greater and greater frustration to make things fit. How many of us at times work hard to make things fit in the time we think they should fit? And so the son wanted to do the work quickly so that the swing set could be used right away. It was then that the parent uttered the words the child never forgot. Don't force it. That's an ongoing lesson in the Christian life. We can help things to move along. In fact, we are expected to do our part. We can receive answers to questions. We can obtain the information we need. We can enjoy all that life has to offer. But we must always remember those words. Don't force it. We have to learn patience to wait. And that is so hard for us human beings to do, to wait. To wait for God to move in our life. We have to develop spiritual depth to discern God's perfect timing. And now in this Advent season, we can learn a lot about God's timing in our life. Just as the believers in the early church had to learn new lessons about Christ's coming, so we also have the same lesson to learn today. We need to trust that God will bring about the best results in the perfect moments. And always remember, just as in that first Advent, God was at work in a few people's lives to bring about His eternal purposes for all of humanity. And today, God is at work, unknown to us, in people's lives, doing what must be done to fulfill His plan for this moment and for this era in history. What do we do? Just be patient and wait. First, we pay attention. We pay attention to God's word concerning the predictions and the prophetic word He has given as to when things will come to pass. And we notice, yes, since that advent of Jesus coming, some things have happened that have been predicted. That seemed impossible at the time of Jesus' coming. I repeat, the nation of Israel was extinct. In 1948, it became a nation again because God said it would. It happened. Less less than 50 years ago, God began to work in the minds of people, political people, whoever he chose to and wanted to, people that didn't know him, to bring about his purposes. And we must pay attention. The calamities of the year 2005, the devastation that we have experienced, has been predicted in the last days, in Matthew 24, and various scriptures. The prophet Haggai said that God will shake all things. They're shaking, aren't they? We have come to the reality that planet Earth is not secure nor safe. He said it would be that way. Let's pay attention. In Paul writing to Timothy, he described the evil activity and behavior of humanity which we are experiencing in our day. So, how should we live? What do we do? And we look at the scripture, remembering that Jesus is coming. Remembering that we are here with a purpose. And that all that we see happening should not give us despair, but should encourage us. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness. But he is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish. Why does he wait when he is mocked and ignored? When his people wander off course and get distracted by things, by blessings, rather than by him, as we shared last Sunday. Why? Because he is long-suffering. Let's get excited. God is long-suffering. It is not will that any should perish, but him in his great love. Trust the message of salvation with his people, that another day may bring another soul into the kingdom. God is long-suffering. We need to be too. The day of the Lord will come. And although we have predictions and prophetic words to pay attention to, it still will come as a thief in the night. And the reality is that the consummation of many events, this earth and the heavens surrounding it will melt and be burned up. All that we have built here will disintegrate and will be gone. This is God's word. And as those people in the time of Peter looked forward to it and said, when is it going to happen? We may have forgotten that it's going to happen and gotten distracted. You need to remember again that the Christmas season is the birthday of a king. And I say again that I do think it's fitting to talk about a baby in a manger, but our king is not in a manger. The manger is empty. Our king is on a throne and will soon come again for his people. Our king has things under his control, though it is out of our control, as he commanded us to keep it in our control. His words to Adam, take dominion, certainly are not heeded. And as we attempt to take dominion, it seems things are very chaotic. But he is coming again. What manner of people should we be in holy conduct, in godliness? We should be looking for and hastening the coming day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, we look forward to something. celebration of the birthday of Jesus coming as a reminder that everything God said that would happen in the past did happen, and so the things yet to happen will happen. One day, we who are eternal beings will be on a new earth where righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found in Him, in peace, without spot, and blameless. And consider, while we are waiting, that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. In visiting my children last Christmas, two of my daughters were given Advent calendars. And my grandchildren anticipated each day of opening the little door to find a message or of some encouragement leading up to Christmas. And as all children, they always wanted to know what was in the next door, or what was in the door, the final door at Christmas. And just as the kids are with the Advent calendar, God's people need to be with God's timing. We long to open all the flaps, to go to the last window. God's timing is such that we have to learn the spiritual discipline of opening the doors of our life one day at a time, with anticipation for the future. We have to discern today God's perfect plan for us. In this season, let us move away as we enjoy microwaves and the instant responses of the internet. I ordered some things on the internet just a few days ago, less than a week, and here they are already in the busy season. Oh, I love service like that. The only thing I don't like is when the wrong thing comes. That's part of the instant. But in the midst of enjoying all of the instant things we have, let us just open our lives one day at a time and see what God has for us today, with plans for the future that will take time, and realizing that it takes process, it takes discernment, but it takes planning and it takes purpose to accomplish what God has for us in our time. Let us focus on the divine, eternal, and find peace and joy as we wait with patience the coming of our Lord. God bless you.